Okay, so and another special request. Frying Man's like basically gave me a bunch of things to do and say and for these. So or not things to do or say. But as I said before, if you guys know something that I talk about a lot and you want to hear a podcast about it, tell me. And so he's given me a few of the things that I push heavily that I have not done podcasts about, and so he wanted to make sure I went over them. I mean, just to make sure that it got done. And, you know, I just asked him for some ideas and stuff because y'all aren't giving me anything. Ask as many questions as you want. If I need to, I'll do more than one question. I make these 15 minutes. I like to be very thorough with what I'm saying, but heck, if I can get more information out there, that's fine. If I need to start answering more than one question per, I can do that. And if you guys want to ask questions for, like, me and Dez for our double podcast, then feel free to do that, and we can get it done. And we'll need quite a few questions for that. So, and that's if you guys want more a question for more than just me to answer, which is, sounds like a better deal. You get 2 for 1 on those. Come on, BOGO. What I'm doing right now is what I call pioneering. I don't really call it pioneering, but it's a cool word for it. Freaking pioneer. Do you guys know what a pioneer is? Space, the last frontier. A pioneer. You guys know what a pioneer is. I'm not gonna tell you. basically what I need to say is that I have looked at a lot of people, different ways that they're doing things, and I told you before that you need to find your own path, but I haven't gone into details as to why. I don't think. So I'm going to do a whole thing on that. Honestly, the main reason why we need so everything to be changed so much, and I'll get into that later. If you look at, like, for instance, as I say, I normally choose Oreo, Huckif, and Naya. There's a lot of naturals that you can look at as well, like Flow of My Soul or someone like that. Now, the one thing that they all do is sleep. Second thing is confidence. Third thing is they realize that they're dreaming inside of a dream. The fourth thing is they recall dreams. Like, if you look at dolphins thing, that's exactly what lines up with all four of them, right? And dolphin, and me. Now, I would replace confidence with destroying mental barriers. Like, you don't want to have any mental barriers, which is why it's easier when you start younger, because the less mental barriers you have up. Now, anything can be a mental barrier, but like, even if it's not a mental barrier at first, like, whenever you weren't lucid dreaming, it could have just been something normal. Like, I think that lucid dreaming is getting past that huge mental barrier of the fact that you're not aware in your dreams. You need to become aware in your dreams. That is a barrier you're going to come on over. Come on, baby, come on over. Let me be the one to show you. So you want to get over these mental barriers. And, like, so lucid dreaming, you really want to... You want to learn how to get over those. And so I told you before that lucid dreaming is the art of learning how to fall asleep. Now, that what is that mental barrier we're looking at? It is the line between waking and sleeping. So even if you're dialing or wilding, you're trying to get your thought of dream past that line. If you're wilding, you're trying to walk it past that line, right? So that is what you're looking for. Now, the big problem is, because people always say they have different paths and stuff like that, and you look at Huckif. Now, remember I told you that the best way to lucid dream is through experience, right? So if you walk the exact same path that someone else walked, you might end up where they ended up. But here is the problem. That person probably doesn't know the entire path that they walked, right? Because a lot of people say, well, Huckif does the gravity RC. What if I just do the gravity RC? Will I be lucid 100% of the time like him? Well, let's see. Did you practice recall for 8 years and have, like, the best recall ever and be able to recall almost every dream every single night and have such waking nightmares that you woke up scared, like, every day because of how bad it was and no reality check would work for you for 8 years? Probably not. So, yeah, you could do what Huckif did, and obviously it's in the right direction, so it's going to push you towards the right direction. Not a bad idea. Trying new techniques and stuff will show you what technique you have. So basically, think about it like a diamond, okay? That's your lucid dreaming experience. It's like a diamond, okay? Now, every time you try a new technique, it shapes it more and more. It cuts through it and shapes it. And after you try all these techniques, you're left with nothing but this cut, beautiful diamond, okay? Does that make sense? It's a biblical metaphor. They say it all the time. They normally use it as, like, going through the pain and suffering of life, and as you get through that, you end up as a diamond. There's a gem, a beautiful gem. But, yeah, so basically these techniques, and the reason why we don't have one set technique as to why this doesn't work, because Naya's technique is like mild. She kind of just goes to bed and with the idea that she's going to be lucid dreaming. Now she does, I'm guessing. I don't think she does like super like meditation for 3 hours, because it doesn't seem like she has that much time on her hands. Huckift has gravity, but it's so far in the back of his mind that it's not something he has to work on anymore. It's just there. Oreo does lucid daydreaming, and as well as dream feeling. So that's all three different things, right? And they're all super lucid. And they also, also if you look at Oreo, he talked to Huckift while he does lucid dreaming and stuff like that. You can see that Oreo was following lucid dreamers. He wasn't just like I'm gonna try this stupid thing out and try this stupid thing out. He was looking at what other lucid dreamers do and asking them questions until he found his own technique. So then you get to let's see, me. I asked all those people questions. I asked people from different forums. I asked people from, and yes, there are different forums, but I can't name them here, mainly because they all suck, honestly. Not to diss on them or anything like that. One of them is just so slow. Another one, they let sleep paralysis run wild, and it's terrible, because, like, there's a handful of people that lucid dream, and the rest of the people, like, basically have to try as hard as they can to try to even figure out what's good information and what's bad information. I like Dream Views. I feel like it's a good steady in between. There's, quite a bit of posting. I mean, more post. It's the biggest forum, too. It's well modded. I know a lot of people get mad at our administrators and mods, but they're freaking awesome, so if you're mad at them, you're probably at fault. So yeah, basically I've gone around to check everything else out. Mainly I don't go to other forums to check and see out if I want to stay there. I go there to check out the lucid dreamers and talk to them and then leave. And so the biggest deal with that is I wanted to see and make sure they're all doing about the same thing. And if you look at those four things, the last one being confidence or being completely, like, being able to take out the mental barriers, whatever that is looking like for you, then you are, now here's the thing, if you have a mental barrier, it will shake your confidence. So if you have confidence, all the mental barriers are going to be gone. Like, so that's why I'm saying that it's similar. Like, because you can't, like, a mental barrier is something that stops you from lucid dreaming even though you have everything else you need. Okay, so that's what I'm talking about. Now, confidence really breaks through those. That's why a lot of times naturals are kind of jerks. I feel like we caught a few naturals before they were completely jerks, and some of them seem to be nice anyways. But naturals are generally jerks. Obviously, I don't think that Dez is a jerk. He's pretty cool. But either way, I don't know how far I am on this recording, actually. I'm 8 minutes, sweet. 8:50. So yeah. So the reason that we have all these techniques, and reason why my technique, I can't even, like, honestly, people, like, Frying Man wanted me to do a thing just saying exactly what my technique is. And right now, my technique is not much. I mean, honestly, I go to bed with my recall, which is pretty freaking high, and I can get it up to, like, 5 or 6 super awesome epic dreams per night in 1 week if I'm trying really hard and I don't have a baby waking me up every few hours. I had, like, one dream last night because I stayed up too late again, but I still had a lucid dream, so suck it. But I've got the experience on my side and all that type of stuff, so it's really easy, and I know the feeling that I'm looking for. So the reason that I can't tell you what it is, because I can't tell you that feeling. I can't describe a feeling that you don't feel with senses, you know? Maybe if everybody had more feelings like that, we'd be able to find adjectives to describe it, but we don't, you know? So I don't tell people exactly what my technique is, because they're going to try to follow that if I get even more lucid than I am. All I can tell you is what I did to find my technique, because my technique is very, very specific to me. It's specific to not just me, as in like, oh, it's something I want. It is something very specific to my wants and needs throughout every day and different activities that I do. So I don't recommend doing exactly my technique. I recommend not, or taking advice from anybody that's better at lucid dreaming than you, but don't do what they say. Take advice from them. That's completely different. Now, say I went up to a friend, right? And say this friend said, you need to work out more. Or no, not you need to work out more. How about this? A friend says, you need to work on your pecs more. You need to do some more push-ups and pull-ups. Now, what if this friend is like a 130-pound dude that's like 6'1", you know? Not taking advice from you. I'm sorry, my man. Now, what if this dude is like built, got pecs, not just good pecs, but like pecs that I want, right? And he says, hey, you should do some push-ups. I'd be like, you know what? He's right. I do need to work on my chest. And so you look at the advice. Did he get that way by doing push-ups? Well, he probably had other things as well, other than just push-ups, right? So you go towards that direction. Now, you could do just push-ups like he did, but probably didn't get that way just from push-ups. Probably did some other types of things for his pecs as well. Now, that's a weird analogy, and I'm working on pecs right now, so that's why that analogy comes to my head. But if he's bigger than me, and he's stronger than me, and he's better than me, then I'm going to take his advice. I'm going to look at it and try to apply it to my life, right? Now, if he says, you need 200 push-ups, I can't do 200 push-ups. Not right now. I can do about 100. Honest. You know, so what is 200 push-ups? What if that's bad for me? What if it's too much for me? What if it's not enough for me? What if it's, you know, like all of that stuff, you need to apply it to you specifically. Now, something vague, like, hey, you need to sleep more, or you need to do more push-ups. Oh, more push-ups than I'm doing. You need to, oh, maybe try this different type of push-ups and see if that is working the muscles that you need to build, right? You take advice. And now, if he's telling you exactly what to do, I wouldn't say to do exactly what anyone tells you to do whenever it comes to a technique for a hobby like that, right? You want to find your own path. Find your own path, right? So there's another thing, and I've hinted at it a few times, and I think I stopped myself right before I said it because I kind of wanted to get it more near the end. The reason why we don't have a specific set technique, the reason why we don't have everything perfect and everything like that, is because sports are not science. There is science in sports, but sports are not science. If I was looking at, like, for instance, a high school basketball player's shot, let's say, oh man, his elbow's out a little bit too much, right? Oh, well, now here's the thing. I hold my elbow at exactly 33 degree angle out, so, or 66 degree angle out. 33 would be crazy, right? So I think you need to do a 33 degree angle, you know? Yeah, dude, I'm not taking that advice. It's gonna change my shot completely. Nah, not gonna do it. Now, what if I said, hey, dude, put a little more arch on that shot. You're shooting it straight. Now, oh, yeah, well, I know that arch is good for you. I know that. So it's kind of like, as I said, that's like saying you need more sleep or something like that. Not like saying you need to sleep 7.5 hours and then have an alarm wake you up and then wake up and then stay up for 15 minutes and then go right to bed. That's completely different. I'm not saying to be vague. I'm just saying to take advice, but don't follow orders. Don't take orders. Take advice, don't take orders, okay? So we don't have a specific technique. We don't have the exact science of any sports, right? I can't say that I can go, I've shot a million threes in my lifetime. I can't go up to a three right now and say that I will make a three shot, right? I can't say it. There's odds that I'm going to miss it. Actually, I'm not really good at shooting threes. I'm probably 50% behind the three line, like during practice. During a game, it's probably more like 30%. It's not great. I'm not a three shooter. I'm a post at best. Now, free throws, I'll make like 90%, but here's the thing. You can't shoot exactly like I shoot. There's this thing in basketball called touch. It's called a shooter's touch, right? Now, there's only one way to get a shooter's touch. It's by experience. You can't take somebody else's shooter's touch. You can't get in the zone by somebody else telling you how to get in the zone, right? You have to see how everybody else is doing it, kind of take their advice, looking at it, move around, you know, feel it out until you find your own path. And every single sport is like that. But for some reason, lucid dreaming is considered, like, they're trying to make it so scientific. They say, do this exact thing. Think about your eyes for 1 second. Think about your butt for 2 seconds, you know? It's like, yeah, but that's not how I'm feeling it. I'm not getting in the zone doing that. So that's my idea. It's not an exact science. It's not A plus B equals C or A squared plus B squared equals C squared. It's none of that. It is do this and do this. You need these four things and you might have a lucid dream. You'll have a percentage of lucid dream. And the more of this you have, the higher that percentage is. And the more of this is experience. You need more sleep. You need to be asleep. You need to have recall. And you need to have awareness of dream state. And the more experience you have, the higher that percentage will equal out to in the end. So I cannot give you my experience. I can just tell you about my experiences. You cannot do what I do, but you can take advice from me. So that's all I have for now. I really just ending mainly because I'm actually where I'm at, and I kind of just talked longer because that's where I was heading to. So I will talk to you guys later. I hope you enjoyed this one. I don't know if I sounded harsh or anything in this, but I think I dropped some truth bombs in here. All right, bye.